This is a brand new analytics dashboard. This is the foundation of what will become the analytics here. And the nice thing about it, it has a lot of versatility in how it reports and visualizes the data from your funnels and websites, and it does it across the entire sub-accounts. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Tassino, and if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show.
It's everybody's favorite time of the week. It's High Level Hot Takes with Matt Tassino.
I don't know if this is a spicy one, but I think for anybody that cares about measuring stuff, which hopefully you should to some degree, there's actually a monumental release that has happened, and it's a movement in a healthy direction. So this has been a feedback loop that I've given High Level for probably about the last 8 months. We're not going to dive into it, but there was one particular thing that we use that's not High Level, and they said, "Why did you use this non-High Level solution?" And I said, "It's the aggregate analytics." Right. So in that example, it was I wanted to be able to see for a user how many emails did they open in entirety, like across the entire account as a business. How do they present, not just like incrementally? And so that's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today is if you go to the sites area and then you go look at the top, you got typically it's funnels, websites, and now there's a new tab there called analytics. Analytics. And so this is a brand new analytics dashboard. This is the foundation of what will become the analytics here. And the nice thing about it is it has a lot of versatility in how it reports and visualizes the data from your funnels and websites. So currently it's for funnels and websites. And it does it across the entire sub-account. So imagine you're like us and you have approximately, I don't know what the full count is, but like 100. If I get to actual like incremental steps, hundreds of funnels. Because we run our website as a funnel, and so you've got like the homepage and all these pages, and we spin up pages all the time. And you want to know like how are we doing traffic wise, right? Or how is our marketing doing in this kind of presentation here? And now you have four, maybe five, technically KPIs, and then two that run day by day. So you can see across all your funnels. You can obviously, I don't say obviously, but you can dive into the individual funnel, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But even that, it's the entire funnel. So previously, if you're looking for stats, you got stats from a step-by-step basis. Actually, if you went into just like funnels and then you go to stats, it shows the entire funnel, but there's literally like, I don't know, 7 or 8 KPIs. And then each step, you know, has its own one. You have to like set the date, and then there's a lot to do. We actually manually copy and paste those data points into another table set so that we can do something with the data. High Level, if you're listening, I would love the API endpoints so I don't have to, I could save somebody's task every single day. But we manually pull that because we geek out on those numbers. But now you can see in aggregate. So if you go over to analytics, what you'll see is you can choose between funnels and websites. You can go incremental, but I like to keep it, just love the idea of all. And it'll show me page views, opt-ins, sales, and opt-in conversion rate. Like, so my collective conversion rate over all of our funnels, which is super interesting. And then you've got like a date selection there. And then depending on your date range, it breaks it down day by day. So I can see exactly how many page views, how many unique views. So it shows as page views and unique page. I think unique page views just means unique visitors. They're not saying yeah. Unique page views. Maybe it's mislabeled a little bit. So page views and unique visitors is what it's tracking there. They've got like a blue line and a pink line. And then you got aggregate for all of these times here. And so I'm amazed. Tyler, do you want to guess our opt-in conversion rate over all of the funnels in our account?
Oh, I'm going to guess 19.6%. Am I right?
You're right. Okay, Tyler, I didn't realize he's looking at it with me here. So there's no surprise here. There's no mystery. If you wanted to know.
But I am impressed. That was higher than I would have thought.
I would not have guessed that much. I'm like, this is all the funnels. And I'll tell you, I've told folks in the past, some of our funnels, I'm happy with the 97% rejection is like, I can be happy with that. So that means 3% conversion rate on some things are like good. This is 19.6. I'll tell you, if you're curious, if you give out a lot of free stuff, that juices your conversion rate. So kudos to us for understanding how to give away a ton of free stuff, because I'm sure all of our free funnels get like 95% opt-in because people are like, of course I want this stuff for free. But analytics for funnels, for websites. And what I'm super excited about is this is V1.
Yeah.
What's going to happen here? This is going to be similar to the dashboard builder. They're going to start to introduce that kind of like modular reporting ability. And for anybody, you know, if you care about funnels and websites, it's just really, really nice. And so especially if you're doing this on behalf of other clients, it's really nice there because they won't dive this deep. Like they'll measure leads, which is great. But these are other reporting KPIs that just demonstrate the effectiveness of whatever setup inside of the system there. And so
I'm a huge fan. If you've been building funnels for any extended amount of time and you've been in other builders and even high level until now, you have to go into every single funnel, look, open up the page, wait for the stats to load to accumulate all of those numbers to create. And it's hard because you can get caught on one funnel's KPIs and not have a holistic picture of the business. So I love this analytics tool for businesses because it says this is the macro. This is top level. If we need to click down, we can, but we're not going to get stuck in the weeds just gathering the data.
Yeah. And especially if you're running any sort of traffic, it's nice to have the aggregate because you should see that measurable lift is kind of what you're hoping for. Here's the interesting thing for me, and I know this because all proxy new contacts. So I'll use this. This doesn't tell you new contacts. So I will look and see. We do this in SmartLess, which check out my other show about SmartLess. Still one of my favorite tools. So if you don't know what that means, go search it, find it, watch the episode there. But or listen if you're here on a podcast. This is kind of a measure of it's going to loop in new contacts as well as existing ones. So like I said, like we have, it's still good. It's good touch points. You know, the classic misunderstanding is you only need 7 touch points to turn them into a customer. And I think the last time I heard someone present on it, they said it was like 700 is actually more accurate to like what you need there. Check out the Marketing with Matt episode if you want to talk about touch points. In general, I look here, I'm like, oh, cool. You see all these numbers rise, your page views, your opt-ins, your sales, your opt-in conversion rate. It gives you a general understanding of like, hey, we're operating in the right direction. And it gives you that view over the aggregate. And you can drill into individual, which is also nice. Like I said, because previously if I picked a individual funnel, so I'll go, this is interesting too. So I'll look at like one of our challenge funnels, which does tell me, it doesn't have to be unique, but I'd be like, okay, this is nice. You know, in the last couple of weeks, you got a couple hundred opt-ins. Are those all unique contacts? Not necessarily. They might be just re-engaging with existing contacts that are there, but it's not a bad thing, right? You keep on, especially if you're playing the business game like us and trying to create as much high quality free content as possible out there, those all become touch points, which, further develop the relationship. So the ability to quickly visualize an entire funnel, not just a step, and to look at these KPIs right now, page views, opt-ins, sales, and the opt-in conversion rate. Super excited about this. And so check it out. Analytics inside of the sites. It'll be right up there next to funnels, websites, and then analytics tab.